is beginning to rain, 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 in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Great to be with you again today. Bring a message from God's holy word. You know, we've been, six or seven sessions now talking about the mystery of the seed. The mystery of the seed. And I'm not so sure we're going to conclude today. I'm enjoying this so much, we might just go next week too. With our mystery of the seed. I believe, in fact, it's the eighth program today. We may go for a ninth program or even a tenth if the Holy Spirit leads me, because this is such powerful information from God's Word. You know, you need to know, my friends, and I need to know, and we need to have confidence in our heritage. Who are we in Jesus Christ? He's planted the seed, which is the Word of God, in you. Now, either you're going to believe that and act on it and accept it, or, well, I'm not so sure you are of God. And I want you to be of God. And I want you to have God's seed planted. And I want you to produce fruit. And so here we have a message that could change your very life. Well, I tell you, we have a song, too, that could change your life. We always have beautiful music here on Bible Home Church. And today is one of my favorite songs we're going to have. This is from the album the Gaithers put out called, I believe it is, Old Friends. Is it the Gaithers? Okay, good enough. I can get in trouble sometime, you know, here on radio for not saying the right thing because, you know, we want to give credit where credit is due. When Jesus was on the cross, were you on his mind? Oh, you're going to love this song. And I'll be right back with today's message afterwards. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Well, you know, the Bible says that we were chosen from the foundation of the world. I do believe that we were on Christ's mind. I received a letter from a good friend of the ministry and wanted to read it to you because I think it parallels what my knowledge is of God's miraculous powers. She writes, and this was from an email, that her father was suffering from excruciating pain in his lower abdomen. And she says, my mother took him to the emergency room where they did a battery of tests. And my mother informed me that the test confirmed he had kidney stones, which was one cause for worry, but also that they had found a strange shadow on his x-ray, which they thought might be cancer. As soon as she told me this, and by the way, this is from Melinda Joyce. Melinda says, as soon as she told me this, my heart began to pound, my mind went numb. When I got off the phone, I fell to praying immediately. I prayed that no matter what the test came back as, that the Lord would give my father and the rest of the family the strength to deal with it. I asked for strength, and she goes on to talk about praying for her dad. She says, my mother called me back and told me that my father was fine. This thankfully happened to be a personal miracle, just one that God performs for me all the time, says Melinda. She said her mother told her on the phone that the shadow on the x-ray had turned out to be caused by something minor, and it was definitely not cancerous. She says, I believe with my heart that the Lord Jesus had something to do with this. And she wanted to share the story. Well, so many people write to us and tell us about prayers being answered. Now, some would say, well, you know, she prayed for her dad, and then the test came back. Well, he never had cancer in the first place, so God didn't do any healing. We don't know that, my friends. I think God can cause tremendous miracles to occur. Just recently, my wife, Wanda, went to the doctor, and she hadn't been feeling well, and he gave her an EKG. Now, that's, you know, for the heart, there in his office. The technicians did, and they said she had an irregularity on the test in the left ventricle of her heart. And they wanted to, as soon as she could, see a cardiologist, a board-qualified cardiologist, that's a heart doctor, and get more tests done and to make sure and to see what kind of problems she had with her heart. Now, the first thing we did, of course, before we had any more tests done, was to pray and ask God to take over. We asked God to heal Wanda, if she indeed had a problem with her heart, to heal her so that the test would come back negative. Well, let me give you some good news, my friends. I just found out yesterday Wanda went back to see the cardiologist. He had all the tests. He says, that was a false reading of that EKG. You are just fine. There's nothing wrong with your heart. You know, I don't know whether that was a false test reading or not. I believe that it could well have been God. I believe in miracles. I believe that God can cause things to happen that will shock and surprise the doctors. I've seen it too often. I've seen people, the doctors say, oh, you've got cancer. You've got heart disease. You're going to die. And their relatives prayed over them, laid hands on them, and let me tell you, my friends, the doctors later discovered that their diagnoses were wrong. Happens all the time. I wanted to share that with you because I think we need to share these things and to strengthen our faith under Christ Jesus. Well, today we're going to continue our series on mystery of the seed. Mystery of the seed. Now, what we have said before, and we've proved it in the scriptures, is that God has chosen a people. He calls it His Israel. Now, we're not talking about the nation of Israel or the physical people who are Israelites. We're talking about God's chosen people. The flesh will not get you to heaven. It doesn't matter whether you're Jewish or Greek or German or American or Heinz 57 or South American. It doesn't matter. It's your changed heart? Are you a new person in Jesus Christ? If you are, that means that God has planted the seed within you. And you are a new person. You're under the covenant of the promise. You're not in bondage to Satan. A lot of people believe that the seed means those who are of the physical, the DNA, the biological heritage of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. That's not so at all. And we've talked about that. I'm going to talk more about that next week in next week's sermon. But I want you to understand that this is a spiritual birth. And this is a spiritual sowing and reaping. This is the power of God. The power of God is not in your flesh and the race that you are, your heritage in terms of physical race, not your ancestry. The power of God is His infusion of the seed inside of you, which is Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit inside of you. I want to read to you today from Galatians chapter 4, verses 25 and 26. A lot of pastors have looked at this one way, and I believe that they're wrong. And I'm going to read it to you, and you ask the Holy Spirit to quicken your mind and heart to the truth of this passage. Now, here in Galatians, what we see is that the Apostle Paul speaks of the two covenants. One son born in bondage of the flesh, that's Hagar, and one son free, born by promise, that's Isaac. It reads in verse 25, Galatians chapter 4, "For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children." So Hagar is the son which is born of the flesh and is in bondage to the flesh and to the devil. And he says, who is Hagar? Hagar is the one who answers to Jerusalem, which now is. In other words, Jerusalem has the influence of Hagar, or Jerusalem, and he was talking about the Jerusalem that is Israel, that nation of Israel, the Jews that existed even in his time and day, the day of Paul. But what about Jerusalem? What about that nation state of Israel and its people, the Jews? He said, the Jerusalem which now is and is in bondage with her children. My friends, this Hagar is the son which is born of the flesh and not born of God, not born of the promise, not born free, but born in bondage. And Jerusalem and the Jews were in bondage. They were slaves to Satan. That's why they cried out, "Crucify him." And they implored and demanded of the Roman soldiers, "Put him to death. Crucify Jesus." They were in bondage to the devil, and the devil's spirit made them cry out that. They were of Hagar, because Hagar answereth to Jerusalem, which is in bondage with her children. Galatians 4, verse 25. But listen to verse 26. It says, "But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all." Oh, my. Paul says, "But ye are come unto Mount Zion and into the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn," that's Jesus, "which are written in heaven, and the God, the judge of all." My friends, let me tell you something. You as a Christian, you're a citizen. You are a citizen of Mount Zion and heavenly Jerusalem. There you are linked up with an innumerable company of angels, the general assembly and church of the firstborn. That's what you are. The firstborn, which is Jesus Christ. My goodness gracious. And you are come into Mount Zion. Come into Mount Zion and into the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Do you realize when you become a Christian, You're in a new place. You're situated in heavenly places, Paul said. You're part of the heavenly Jerusalem. The Jerusalem which is above. Oh, so many people today say, I want to go visit the holy city of Jerusalem. That's not a holy city. You want to visit the holy city? Well, then you better ask God to go ahead and kill you and take you on up with Him. Because that's where the holy city is. Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all, Paul says. Galatians 4:26. People get this so mixed up. They get mixed up the physical Israel and the physical Jerusalem. You're talking about the bondage state. You're talking about the nation and the city which is in bondage with her children. Born of the flesh in bondage. Hagar answereth. He says to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. But, oh, don't you love the buts? Oh, my goodness. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. But ye are come unto Mount Zion and into the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You know, a lot of people just don't want to accept that. They say, I'm a citizen of Toledo, Ohio, or Miami, Florida, or Austin, Texas, or Tulsa, Oklahoma. And the holy city is over there in the Holy Lands. That's over in Israel, and that's Jerusalem. And of course, we're not the chosen people. We're not the seed of God. That's those inheritors of the promise, that the Jews. And they're so mixed up, they don't even know their own heritage. Paul says unto you, you have come in unto Mount Zion, into the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, there with an innumerable company of angels. And he says, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all. That's what you're a citizen of. You're just passing through this existence, this place. You know, I've been to many countries around the world, especially when I was in uniform in the Air Force, but I never considered myself a citizen of those places. I was just passing through. It seems to me, though, that most people don't want to pass through. They want to stay here. Well, if that's your will and desire, well, God will just arrange that for you. Now, I'll tell you what I want, and I pray it's what you want. Galatians 4, verse 26. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. Going to verse 29. Listen to this in Galatians chapter 4. But then he that was born after the flesh persecuteth him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Isaac persecuted. He was born free, born by promise. Hagar in bondage, born of the flesh. Let me tell you something, my friends. The devil will always persecute the chosen people of God. You are the chosen people of God. You say, oh, that's the Jews. I'm not chosen. Well, then, if you don't want to be chosen, you don't have to be. Just tell God, God, I'm not one of your chosen people. I'm not chosen by you. I want those Jews over there that are racially DNA types. They're chosen, but I'm not. Go ahead and deny your heritage. It's okay with me. Well, it's not really. I feel sorry for you. But if that's what you want, if you're so mixed up, you don't even understand the Word of God, or worse than that, you won't even accept it. And what you have to understand is that Jerusalem and Hagar, and I'm talking about the earthly Jerusalem, is inevitably involved in persecuting the Christians. They always have been, and they always will be. Hagar answereth to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. What do you think Jesus said of the Jews? You're of your father the devil, and his works you will do. He told the Jews, you go out and go, you know, to huge lengths to make one disciple, and you make him twice the son of Satan that you are. And I'm talking about Jews that reject Jesus, because if a person is a Jew by flesh, by genealogy, and that person believes and accepts in Jesus the Messiah as Lord, then he's not. I don't care if he lives on Main Street in the city of Jerusalem in the nation of Israel on planet Earth, that's not where he really comes from. He has come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. And I'm talking about the Jew who accepts Jesus. See, we're talking about different categories here. Because God doesn't look at your flesh. Because flesh cannot enter the kingdom of God. Doesn't profit a person anything. That's why the Bible says, Paul said, don't spend your time with all these silly genealogies. The Bible gives you all the genealogies you need, and that genealogy just simply tells you how Jesus came. Through what lineage. But it won't profit you a little bit to say, my ancestors were so-and-so. I know there are people in America and they're members of the Daughters of the American Revolution and the Daughters of this. That's okay if you want to play around with stuff like that. I don't get into that stuff at all. I'm more interested in people who say, I'm a daughter of Jesus Christ. And they know they were adopted into the family of God. And they don't go around saying, I'm better than this person. I'm chosen because I'm Jewish or I'm German or I'm Greek or I'm Syrian or I'm whatever. Or I'm Belgian or French. God didn't choose you because you're of a certain race. But you might be of a certain race and that's just fine. But you know, that body that you've got, that DNA that you're so proud of, my friends, it's going to return to dust. What are you going to do then? You don't have that body anymore. You say, well, God will resurrect me. Yes, but you don't know what kind of immortal body he will give you if you're of his. You may have pink hair and polka dots and six eyes. I don't know. It doesn't matter, but Paul said we will be like him. I sort of doubt we'll be polka dot and have six eyes and three heads. But if that's what God wants to give me, well, I like it. With six eyes, I can see better, maybe. I don't know. God, leave those things to God. There's a lot of mysteries. I love mysteries. But I also know that it doesn't have to be mysterious about where you are headed and what you're a citizen of, what great place, if you're a Christian. And let me tell you something. The fact is that those who are of Hagar, of the bondage of Satan, have always persecuted Christians. And that's why Jews have always persecuted Christians. You know, so many Jews say, oh, we've been persecuted over the centuries by Christians. No, you haven't. You might have been persecuted by those who say they're Christian. Well, I have news for you. I've been persecuted myself by people who say they're Christians. And I can show you true Bible-believing Christians all over this world who have been persecuted by fakes and frauds and hoaxes who say, I'm a Christian. But a true Christian is not going to persecute Jews no more than they would persecute Mexicans or Canadians. We're not into the persecution business. We're into the love business. And we do pretty good at it because we follow our master and he's the greatest lover of all time. Why would we want to persecute Jews? I want to love Jews into the kingdom of God. I want them to accept their Messiah. I don't want them to be in bondage with their children. I don't want them to be tied to the earthly Jerusalem. I want them to be a citizen. That is, the Jews to be citizen of the kingdom of heaven. Now, that's what I call true love. But, of course, if you say that now and you preach to Jews, they call you a hater. That's how the devil turns things around. Listen to Galatians chapter 4, verse 30. It says, nevertheless, this is what Paul says. Oh, boy, this is powerful. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? I like that. Whatever happens to you in life, whatever other people feed you, it's a very wise thing to say, well, nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? Boy, I like that. Well, here's what he says. Cast out the bondwoman and her son. For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. Oh, that gives me a fright here. Because it's so true. The Jews which is Jerusalem, which is in bondage with her children, who refuse to accept Jesus, shall be cast out. They are of Hagar. They're in bondage. They need Jesus. Their law is not going to get them anywhere because Jesus fulfilled the law. And they reject Him, so they cannot fulfill the law. It's not possible. And they're living in their man-made traditions, the Jewish Talmud. And what's going to happen to them? They're going to be cast out in their iniquity. Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. A lot of people say, oh, the Jews are heirs to the promise by their flesh. Is that what it says? No, it doesn't. It says one son is born of the flesh. That's Hagar in bondage. And that's Jerusalem, the earthly Jerusalem in bondage with her children. But my friends, if you accept Jesus Christ as Lord, you will have the seed planted in you, which is the Word of God, and you will be part of the Jerusalem which is above, which is free, which is the mother of us all. Oh, thanks be to Jesus. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, it says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God. This has been Bible Home Church, Tex Mars. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.